亚比斯比他众弟兄更尊贵，他母亲给他起名叫亚比斯，意思说我生他甚是痛苦。亚比斯求告以色列的神说，圣愿你赐福于我，扩张我的警戒，常与我同在，保佑我不遭患难，不受艰苦。神就应允他所求的。我们一同低头仰望主。
Let us lower bow our heads.
Hallelujah, 赞美你。Hallelujah. 今天我们赞美你，在新的一年的开始第一个主日，我们来到你的殿中，我们要敬拜你，要瞻仰你的荣美。
Dear God, we just thank you for in this new year, may we come to your temple and to your church. May we look upon your grace and mercy.
主啊，你的殿是祷告的殿。
For your temple is a temple of prayer.
主，我们愿意在新一年的开始，我们带着个祷告的心，带着阿比斯的祷告来到你的面前，深愿你赐福于我们。
In this new year, Lord, may we have a heart of prayer to pray like Jabez come before you.
扩张我们每一个弟兄姊妹的境界。
And Lord, may you enlarge every one of our territories.
常与我们每一个弟兄姊妹同在。
And always be with us.
要我们不遭患难，不受艰苦。
And to keep us from harm and free of pain.
主啊，你应允我们心里面的祷告。
Lord, may you grant the prayers of our hearts.
奉耶稣基督的名求。
In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
阿比斯的祷告在过去的这几年，在美国许多的弟兄姊妹，他们得到了帮助，得到了造就。
The prayer of Jabez in the past couple years in America, a lot of brothers and sisters, they were built up by it and they were encouraged.
那究竟亚比斯这个名字是什么意思？
Now, what does the name Jabez mean?
在圣经里面提到亚比斯的意思就是我生他甚是痛苦。
In the Bible, it mentioned that the name Jabez means I gave birth to him in pain.
所以表示亚比斯的母亲要生亚比斯的时候可能是遭遇到难产或是早产。
Now, this indicates that the mother of Jabez, when she was giving birth to Jabez, she had difficulty in labor.
母亲是在极大的痛苦当中挣扎，甚至许多的眼泪当中把亚比斯生出来。
And the mother, through great pains and struggles, was finally able to deliver Jabez.
所以很可能这个早产的儿这个孩子一出生一定是身体非常的瘦弱。
So perhaps Jabez was, you know, delivered early and he was a very frail baby.
从小也会很多病痛。
And since his youth, he may have many ailments.
可以说先天不足，后生的环境也不好。
And that he lacked proper development in his youth and that his environment was also difficult.
所以可以想象到亚比斯他的童年跟少年一定是生活在病痛、软弱、困难当中。
So we can imagine that in the childhood of Jabez, he lived in difficulty, in poverty, and also in pain.
在他成长的当中，可能生活在他父母对他许多的失望跟哀叹的声音当中。
And throughout his growth, he may be living in an environment where his parents are lamenting for him.
甚至可能他的母亲会说，孩子，你为什么身体会那么差，会常常生病？
Perhaps his mother will say, why, child, are you so frail and always in illness?
亚比斯在他的兄弟姐妹当中或者朋友当中也可能受到许多的轻视，许多的逼迫，许多的难处。
And perhaps Jabez among his, you know, fellow brothers and sisters, among his friends, he may have been looked down on.
所以我们从亚比斯的成长跟童年，他的生长的环境是非常的困难，非常的艰苦的。
So we can imagine that Jabez, throughout his growth and his childhood years, he was in a difficult environment.
但是我们却非常的惊讶，发现亚比斯没有被这样一个的恶劣的环境，这样一个的困难的情况被打倒。
But likewise, we see that Jabez was not defeated by his difficult situation.
他没有因着所受到这些的委屈、这些的难处、这些的软弱，变成一个怨天尤人、自暴自弃，甚至自卑自怜的人。I look upon you.
And he did not became through his difficulty and through his weaknesses became a person that complains, became a person that pities himself.
Excellent.所以你想想看，假如今天你是亚比斯的话，你在这样的一个环境遭遇当中，很可能你一定会很多的埋怨，很多的苦读，很多的失望，可能自怜自哀的一个人。
Imagine if you were in Jabez's situation, you may be a person that complains, that may be bitter, that may be pitying yourself.
但是我发现亚比斯没有被环境打倒。
But we saw that Jabez was not defeated by his situation.
反而在圣经里面宣告亚比斯比他众弟兄更什么尊贵 honorable.
But in the Bible, in fact, it says Jabez was more honorable than his brothers.
所以弟兄姊妹，我不晓得过去的一年，或在你现在的环境当中是顺还是逆，是困难还是软弱。
Now, brothers and sisters, I do not know in the past year whether your situation was smooth or whether it was difficult.
会不会你的过去就跟亚比斯一样，充满许多的病痛、失败、软弱、轻看、难处、患难？
Perhaps your past were like Jabez. You were full of illness. You were full of difficulty.
但是你可以像亚比斯一样，可以不被环境、人事打倒的。
But you can be like Jabez.You can not be defeated by the situation, by the people around you.
好不好跟隔壁就说，不被环境打倒，你们。
So say to your neighbor, not be defeated by your environment or your situation.
我们可以像亚比斯一样，在一切的恶劣挫折的环境当中，反而能够得着神的尊贵。
We can be like Jabez in the most harsh situation.Be able to be crowned and be honored by God.
究竟亚比斯的秘诀是什么？
Now, what is the secret of Jabez?
这个秘诀就是他在一切的苦难、软弱、病痛当中，他向神祷告。
The secret is among all his hardship and illness, he cried out and prayed to God.
就是第十节所说的亚比斯求告以色列的神。
For verse 10 says, Jabez cried out to the God of Israel.
亚比斯是属于犹大支派的。
For Jabez belonged to the tribe of Judah.
其实亚比斯的遭遇跟他的先祖大卫的遭遇很相似。
So the situation of Jabez is very similar to his forefather David.
假如我们了解大卫的生平的时候，我们知道大卫差不多有十年多的时间受到扫罗王，而且扫罗王是他的谁啊？他的岳父的逼迫。
For if we look at King David's life, we know that for about 10 years of his life, he was persecuted by King Saul. King Saul was in fact his father-in-law.
扫罗王为什么逼迫大卫？
Now why did Saul persecute David?
大卫实在是很冤枉，因为他对他的岳父是那么的忠心，那么的去打败这些腓力斯人，百姓说这个扫罗杀千千，大卫杀万万。
For David was wrongly accused, for he was loyal to Saul, and the people of Israel said that Saul was able to kill thousands, but David was able to kill 10,000.
大卫忠心的为他的岳父征战，结果因着他的忠心反而受到嫉妒。
For David was loyal to Saul to battle hard for him, but because of his loyalty and his bravery, he was, Saul was jealous of him.
因着扫罗王对他的逼迫，他十多年被放逐，隐藏在旷野里面。
So because of the persecution for over 10 years, he was out driven out into the wilderness.
十多年他在旷野过着逃亡的生活，甚至他是描写自己连这个野狗都不如，到处边打边赶。
For in this 10 years, he was a runaway in the wilderness, and he described himself not even to be like a wild dog, and he was being beaten everywhere.
十多年的痛苦逼迫，恶劣的环境没有把大卫打倒。
But this 10 years of difficulty of hardship did not defeat him.
可能你想，我现在的艰苦已经三年了，五年了，大卫十多年。
Perhaps right now you're thinking, my hardship right now has been 3 years, 5 years, but David's hardship was 10 years.
我会发现大卫最终得着神的尊贵，成为以色列的君王。
And we see that at the end, God blessed and put glory on David, and that David became the king of Israel.
那个原因跟亚比斯是一样的。
And this reason is the same as Jabez.
就是大卫在一切的苦难、艰难、困难当中，他迫切的倚靠神、呼求神。
It is that in all of his hardship, David cried out fervently for God.
所以在诗篇六十三篇是他在旷野受到逼迫的时候所写的诗篇。他说：“神啊，你是我的神，我要切切的寻求你，在干旱、疲乏。”无水之地，我要渴望你，我要依靠你。
For in Psalms chapter 63, is David's cry out to God. He says, "Oh God, you are my God. Earnestly I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My body longs for you in a dry and weary land where there is no water."
大卫在一切的苦难当中，他跟亚比斯一样，向神呼求。
So King David, in all of his hardship,Just like Jabez, he cried out to God.
神使他成为尊贵，成为以色列的王。
So God lifted David up to be the precious king of Israel.
他没有任何的怨天尤人。
For David did not complain, was not bitter.
同样在旧约有一位姐妹，跟大卫、亚比斯的遭遇一样，是谁呢？哈拿。
And likewise, in the Old Testament, there was a sister, Sister Hannah,She had similar situation as David.
Hannah 同样十多年，她最大的痛苦是什么？
So Hannah, over 10 years, what was her most greatest pain?
她不能生育。
She could not give birth.
在旧约一个妇人来说，不能生育是何等的羞辱，何等的悲惨的一件事情。
For in the Old Testament, for a woman to be barren, that is such a shame.
而且她的丈夫的另外一个太太更逼迫他，轻看他，嘲笑他。
And likewise, her husband's other wife was, you know, mocking her, laughing at her.
她真的是痛苦。
For Hannah was in pain.
但是她跟大卫、亚比斯一样，在一切的患难痛苦当中，她在神的殿中做什么
？But what did Hannah do?
Amen.
What did she do in the temple?
她在神的殿中，在神的帐幕中，不住的祷告，流泪的祷告，禁食的祷告，默默的祷告。
For in the temple of God, Hannah cried out and prayed to God in her tears.
以致她的祷告达到神的面前。
For her prayers were able to reach before God.
她在祷告当中得着了她的儿子。Amen.
For in prayer, she was able to receive her son.
不但是得着一个普通的儿子，而且得着了撒母耳，成为神的士师，神尊贵的仆人。
For she did not receive just a normal child, she received Samuel, the priest of God.
他在一切的失败、羞辱、软弱当中，却得着了神的尊贵、神的高举。
For in all of her hardship, in her disappointment, she was able to be raised by God.
所以看到那个秘诀是怎么样？是一样的。
So what will we see? The
secret is the same. 就是他求告耶和华以色列的神。
For Hannah cried out to the God of Israel.
亚比斯他在一切的软弱痛苦当中，他如何向神祷告
？So Jabez in his difficulty, how did he cry out to God?
他跟神说：“深愿你赐福于我。
”For Jabez cried out to God.
圣愿你赐福于我。
that you would
bless me indeed. 他是非常的迫切求神，圣愿你赐福给我。
So it says that you would bless me.
亚比斯不是单单只是靠自己的努力，或者自己的摆上，或者人的帮助，人的赐福。
For Jabez did not rely on his own efforts or on the power of man.
他看得很清楚，唯有神是赐福的源头。
For Jabez see very clearly, for God is the only source of blessing.
所以他跟神求圣愿你赐福于我。
So he says, oh, that you would bless me indeed.
的确在雅各书第一章十七节，神应许我们各样美善的恩赐和各样全备的赏赐都是从上头来，从众光之父那边降下来。
For likewise, God promised us in the book of James, it talks about for all the blessings and enlightenment come from the heavenly Father.
而且大卫在诗篇二十篇第七节也宣告说，有人靠车，有人靠马，我唯独倚靠耶和华的名。
For likewise, King David in Psalms chapter 20, he says, some people rely on the carriage, some people rely on the horse, but I rely on the name of the Lord.
亚比斯深深的相信神是赐福的源头。
For Jabez believe deeply that God is the source of his blessing.
神的赐福是最重要的，是最好的。
For God's blessing is the most important, it is the best.
远远胜过人的努力，人的帮助。
For it is greater than man's efforts than the help of man.
所以在箴言书第十章二十二节，人们应许耶和华是的福，使人富足，并不加上忧虑。
For in Proverbs chapter 10, it talks about, for Jehovah is the blessing of man.
我们人的努力会得到富足。
And for a man's efforts will allow us to be wealthy.
所以在台湾的王永庆，因着他的努力，他很有钱。
For there's one of the greatest CEOs in Taiwan. His name is Wang Yongqing.
但是人的努力，人的富足，不像神的赐福的富足。没有加上忧虑。
But man's wealth is different from the blessings of God, for the blessings of God is without worries.
人的努力，或许他赚到许多的金钱，或许他的事业非常的成功，但是没有神的赐福，往往会有忧虑，有许多的后遗症。
For a man's efforts may produce wealth, may cause his career to be successful, but it will oftentimes bring worries and bring a lot of consequences.
所以你可以看到一些可能很有钱的人，但是他失去他的健康，他有忧虑。
For you have seen many wealthy person, perhaps he or she lost her health and they have worries.
因着他拼命的努力的赚钱，注意他的事业，可能他失去他夫妻的感情，到最后闹离婚。
And perhaps they were so focused on their careers, they neglected their family, and that in the end, they had to divorce.
甚至可以失去他儿女的亲子的关系。
And perhaps even lose that relationship with their children.
人的努力，人的富足，往往有很多的忧虑跟后遗症。
For the wealth and efforts of men, oftentimes there are bad consequences or there are worries.
单单我们人的努力是不够的。
For the man's efforts, it's not enough.
我们需要仰望神的赐福。
We have to look upon God's blessings.
所以或许你很有金钱，可以买很美、很漂亮的一座豪宅，一个 mansion.
Perhaps you are very wealthy and you are able to purchase a mansion.
但很可能你买不到什么家庭的温暖。
But you cannot purchase the warmth of a home.
可能这个豪宅里面常常就是争争吵吵的。
Perhaps in this mansion there are many conflicts.
可能这个豪宅里面就是充满个人的罪恶的，个人的淫乱的，个人的败坏的。
Perhaps it's full of sins.
也或许有人可以很有钱，买的满桌的真山凯味 good food.
Perhaps you are very wealthy and you are able to purchase all sorts of good food.
山珍海味。不是真善海味
All type of good foods.
但是你不一定有健康的胃口来享受。
But perhaps you do not have a healthy appetite to enjoy it.
可能你可以很有钱买了最好的 mattress, pediatric 的2000块的床垫。
Perhaps you buy the top of the line mattress.
但是你不一定能够得到平安的睡眠。
But you may not sleep in peace.
所以的确我们今天没有办法绝对靠人的努力就能够得着没有忧虑的福气。
And it is true, we cannot by man's efforts be able to receive a blessing that is without worry.
特别在我们湾区很多人很聪明，哇，都读了几个博士的学位。
Especially in the Bay Area, there are so many people who are very smart.
但是我告诉你，你有很聪明，你有博士的学位好几个，不一定能够找到一位贤惠的妻子。
But whether or not you have many degrees,That does not necessarily mean you can find a very good mate.
我真的很感谢神，当我在台湾
wife.
在台湾读神学的时候，这些神学的老师都常常说，哎，王伟成，你要好好为你的师母祷告，你将来要侍奉师母是最重要的。
And when I was in theology school in Taiwan, I remember my professors would recommend or tell me, you have to pray fervently for a good wife in the future.
哇，所以看到教会这些美丽的姐妹，我也不敢动。
So I saw a lot of pretty sisters in church, but I was not going to.
哇，拼命的祷告，神啊，贤惠的妻子是耶和华所预备的，贤惠的妻子是耶和华所预备的，多多祷告。
For I keep praying, for a good wife is.What God will bless me.
这个感谢神，终于贤惠的妻子出现了。哈利路亚！神界的意象意梦很清楚的跟我说，就是他了。
For thank God for my good wife appeared before me, and God confirmed that it is her.
对我们的家庭、我们的婚姻、我们的儿女、我们的事业，每一件事情，我们的需要，耶和华赐福于我们。
For in my family, in my marriage.For God has blessed us greatly.
不是神的师父，人的努力总是有忧虑，有很多的问题。
For without God's blessing, man's efforts will oftentimes create consequences.
要亚比斯的祷告，你发现他第一句的祷告是什么？他第一句的祈求是什么？
So Jabez, what is his first cry out?
他祈求神扩张我的境界 ，enlarge my territory.
For he cried out, Lord, enlarge my territory.
我们要注意这个境界这个字，是原来更好的翻译是地界。
For this word territory in the English, it means territory.
Very good. 所以你想想看。神怎么样去扩张亚比斯的地界，在以色列所有的地界都是按照各宗派各支派都分好的量好的。
So you can imagine how would God enlarge Jabez's territory because of all the tribes of Israel, all of their land has been divided already.
他扩张他的地界难道是要侵占他弟兄的地界吗？
To enlarge Jabez's territory, does that mean Jabez will encroach on the territory of his brothers?
不是的。
It does not mean that.
他所祷告的扩张他的地界，乃是要从迦南人手中所侵略了以色列人的地界，要把它夺回来。
What they mean by enlarging my territory is God will bring back the land of Canaan that are taken by the enemies of Israel.
所以你发现亚比斯在这里的祷告其实是个国度的祷告，为了以色列的复兴来祷告，为了灭绝仇敌而来祷告。
For we see the prayer of Jabez is a kingdom type of prayer, praying for the revival of Israel.
所以难怪亚比斯的祷告，神应允他的祷告，因为他先求神的国跟神的义。
No wonder God answered Jabez's prayer, for Jabez prayed after the righteousness and the kingdom of God first.
所以他所需要的一切，神加给他。
So whatever Jabez need, God gave to him.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们今天我们面对新的一年，我们要有亚比斯的祷告。
So brothers and sisters, in this new year, we need to have Jabez's prayer.
我们要经历神的赐福。
We have to experience the blessing of God.
但是我们要先求神的果跟神的义，求神的扩张他福音的国度，扩张他的国度。
But we must first seek after God's kingdom and His righteousness so that He can enlarge the territory of the gospel.
让我们能够在新的一年，我们真的立志成为一个传福音的人。
In this new year, let us set our minds to be a person that spreads the good news.
神啊，扩张你福音的国度在这个湾区。
Let Lord enlarge the gospel territory in this Bay Area.
好不好？跟隔壁的说，扩张神福音的国度。
So say to your brothers,
扩张神福音的国度。
Your gospel's territory.
当我们能够先求神的国跟神的义，我们所需要的神要加给我们。
For when we seek after His righteousness and His kingdom, what we need, God will give to us.
我听说 Peggy Cole 在我们当中领聚会，他领受神的。信息说神要在08年让我们的教会能够 double
So we have a minister Peggy Cole. She was with us and she said that in 2008 God will double our numbers here.
她是怎么说的？
How did Peggy Cole say it?
她怎么说的？
Anybody remember?
她说神要把两堂的聚会很快的加给我们，把得救人数加给我们，把弟兄姊妹带到我们当中。
For Peggy Cole says, God will bring the new souls to us. God will double the amount here.
我们不单是一堂的崇拜，我们很快有两堂的崇拜。Hallelujah!
And that soon we will have not just one service, we will have two service.
让我们有这样的祷告，神啊，扩张你福音的国度。
Let us have this prayer, Lord, enlarge the territory of your gospel.
让我们在新的一年，我们真的立志，我们愿意出去传福音。
So that in this new year, may we set a resolution for ourselves to go out and spread the good news.
我们教会预备很多的福音单张，你可以随时跟宋牧师拿这些福音单张，你有空就在这里左邻右舍去那边串门子，可以敲门去说摩门教，我们是真的摩门教，是要真的把福音传给他们。
And that Pastor Song has prepared many gospel tracts that you can take with you to give to your friends, family, and even your neighbors.
我在附近发大张的时候，发现在这里附近中国人差不多十个家庭，十个家敲十个门，最少有五六个家都是中国人。
And around here, I noticed that among ten households, at least five or six are Chinese.
然后我们新的一年，我们真的愿意把这个福音，把这个福音单张能够传出去。
And in this new year, may we be willing to pass out these gospel tracts.
甚至我们可以去到大华九九，去到永和门口，我们可以街头布道。
And that we can even go to Ranch 99, we can go on the streets.
我已经跟曾牧师讲了，盼望我们的年轻人每个礼拜天到这个 Fantasy 那个珍珠奶茶门口，在那边就是跟他们聊天，然后就在那边唱诗歌，或者说在那边 prophecy 跟他们传福音。
And I've already talked to our English congregation or English pastor, Pastor Chell is saying that hopefully our young people can start going to some of the stores. And start passing out tracts and talk to people.
然后每个去的都可以免费买一杯珍珠奶茶，好不好？
And whoever goes, you know, the church will buy you a free drink.
然后我们新的年，我们真的是传教会祷告，神啊，扩张我们教会福音的境界。
And in this new year, Lord, may we pray that you enlarge our gospel and our territory.
不但是祷告求神扩张他的国度的境界，更求神扩张我们属灵的境界。
Not only to pray that God enlarge His kingdom and His territory, but to enlarge our spiritual territory.
我们的生命的境界。
And our life's territory.
求神来扩张我爱的境界。
To enlarge the love, our love's territory.
不单单是爱你，是可爱的，对你很好的弟兄姊妹。
Not just that we love those who love us.
求神来扩张我的境界，也能够爱那些什么不可爱的弟兄姊妹。
But when God enlarges us, we can love those that does not look very good to love.
Lovable 的，甚至我们能够爱那些伤害你的弟兄姊妹、批评你的弟兄姊妹、踩你的弟兄姊妹。
To even love brothers and sisters that have criticized you, that have hurt you in the past.
因为耶稣说要爱你的仇敌啊。
For Jesus says, you shall love your enemies.
要为你的仇敌祷告。
You have to pray for your enemies.
也是扩张我们爱的境界，爱的度量。
May God enlarge the love territory that we have.
更求神来扩张我们意向的境界。
And may God enlarge the visions that we have.
让我们的意向不单单只是看到这些世界金钱物质的需要。
So that we do not just see materialism and the needs of this world.
让我们来到美国不是单单只是看到 American Dream.
Let us not just see the American Dream here.
我们要看到神国度的意向。
But we have to see the vision of God's kingdom.
让我们真的能够看到不单是本地的宣教，我们还要看到中国的宣教。
Not only do we see the missionaries here, but see the missionaries in China.
还要看到普世的宣教。
And see the missionaries throughout this world.
我上礼拜从中国回来，真的看到今天在中国是真的是神复兴工作的一个荣耀的一个见证。
For I came back from China last week, and I see that in China, God's glorious revival work is being done.
中国正在大复兴啊！哈利路亚！
For China is reviving.
中国需要更多的工人。
For China needs more workers.
需要更多的培训。
Needs more development.
需要你跟我更多的进到中国，可以办青年中心、电脑学校、孤儿院、托儿所，我们可以做许多的爱心事业，能够把神的福音广传。
It needs me and you to go into China to start youth development centers, to start orphanages, to start organizations that can spread the love of God.
让我们都可以提前退休。
So that we can retire early on.
啊，我们的意向是中国，哈利路亚。
Our vision, we need to go back to China.
千万不要在美国退休，就是老死在这边，都不知道做什么。
Let us not retire here in the U.S. and not know what we are doing.
中国需要你。
For China needs you.
你每一位进去，你都可以教英文的。
For every one of us go back, we can teach English.
你都可以跟他们教电脑啊。
You can teach them, you know, the basics of computers.
我们在美国学到好多的知识，我们都可以在那边来帮助这些年轻人，帮助那边的老人家。
For all the knowledge that we have attained here, we can go back and help the young people and help the elders there.
求神扩张我们的意向。
May God enlarge our vision.
不要以为神带领你在美国，你就想着我就老死一生在美国。No!
Do not think that God bring you here to the U.S. and that you will die here in the U.S.
神带领你在美国来是要装备你，来成全你，把你差派回中国。
For God bring you to the U.S. is to equip you and to bring you back to China.
这是我们丰收圣徒教会的意向。
This is the Harvest Holy Ground's vision.
It's for China, for the whole world. 为了中国，为了普世的宣教。
It is for China and for the whole world's gospel.
求神跟扩张我们属灵经历的境界。
And may God enlarge the spiritual experiences that we have.
求神来开我们属灵的五官。
And may God open up our spiritual senses.
不单是我们肉体的眼睛能够看见。
Not only does our physical eyes can see.
求神扩张我们灵里的眼睛，我们也能够看见敞着脸，得以看见神的荣耀，能够看到神的意象。
May God open our spiritual eyes to see His visions.
也能够扩张我们灵里的耳朵，能够听到神微小的声音。
To open up our spiritual ears to hear His soft voice.
更能够看我们的灵里的鼻子灵嗅，能够闻到基督同在的馨香。
And to open our spiritual nose to smell the fragrance of the presence of Christ.
我这里在北京的国际教会，跟那边的弟兄姊妹分享到属灵的五官 ，the five spiritual senses.
And I was in Beijing in the international church there, and I share with the brothers and sisters the five spiritual senses.
哇，那边的弟兄姊妹从来不知道有这个属灵的五官。
And the brothers and sisters there have not heard of the spiritual senses.
所以我就跟他们一个一个解释完，然后就说好不好？我们用五分钟，我们来操练，用我们的灵里的眼睛注视耶稣基督。
And I explained to them, and I said, let's take 5 minutes and let's practice using our spiritual eyes to focus on Christ.
回到你灵里面操练，用你灵里的耳朵听神微小的声音。
And to practice using your spiritual hearing to hear the voice of God.
操练你灵里的嗅觉，能够闻到基督同在的馨香，如同倒出来的膏油。
And to practice your spiritual sense of smell to smell the fragrance of Christ.
这个只有五分钟，让他们在那边安静等候操练。五分钟之后，我问这些弟兄姊妹：你们看见了什么？你们听见了些什么？你们有什么的经历？
For we only practice for 5 minutes in silence, and afterwards I asked them, What did you experience?
哇，结果好几个弟兄姊妹他们就很兴奋地举起手说，哇，刚才我在灵里面看到什么异象，神怎么来带领我，神怎么来安慰我。
So a lot of brothers and sisters raised their hand and said, oh, just now I saw visions of God, how he will lead me.
我都听到神微小的声音在跟我说话。
I hear the small voice of God talking to me.
更奇妙的一位弟兄，他很兴奋地站起来说，我闻到基督同在的馨香，好香啊，好香啊。
And a brother excitedly stood up and said, I smell the fragrance of Christ. It is so wonderful.
而且他更奇妙的见证说，他的鼻子其实过去的半年是完全堵塞的，但是很奇妙，不但灵里面闻到基督同在的馨香，他肉体的鼻子也得着医治，完全的畅通。Hallelujah.
And it's, you know, and he further testified that his nose has been plugged for the last half a year. He can't really smell anything, but now he was able to smell the fragrance of Christ.
弟兄姊妹，我们求神扩张我们属灵经历的境界。
And brothers and sisters, we ask that God enlarge our spiritual experience.
让我们在新的一年，我们真的有一个能听的耳朵，能够在读经的时候，当我们在安静等候神的时候，能够常常听到神微小的声音。
That we can really have that spiritual sense of hearing to hear the words of God.
我们不再单单只是活在我们的肉体的眼睛、肉体的耳朵。
For we no longer live in the physical eyes and physical hearing.
求神扩张我们属灵的经历。
May God enlarge our spiritual experience.
我们更求神扩张我们恩赐的境界。
And we ask that God increase our
gift.
Our gifts.
让我们不单只是在教会里面做执事的，不是单单只是管饭食的，求神扩张我们恩赐的境界，我们能够有祷告的恩赐，能够有预言的恩赐，有先知讲道的恩赐，有医病赶鬼的恩赐。 Amen.
So may God enlarge and give us more spiritual gifts that we're no longer just passing out food in the church or doing administration, but we have the gift of prayer.
让我们真的在神面前说，主啊，我不满足，我不满足，你给我更大更大的恩赐，为了你的国度。
And let us not be satisfied before God and say, Lord, I need more, give us more spiritual gifts.
更重要的，求神扩张我们读经亮光的境界，不是只是单单读到圣经的字面的意思，让我们读到神的话语，神的 Rhema。
Let us also ask God to enlargeour spiritual understanding when we read the gospel, when we read the Bible, and that we may be understanding the true meaning.
哇，让我们每天都很兴奋，我们能够得着神向我说话。
That we are excited to really understand and hear
from God. 让我们读经每天都有亮光。
So that all of our scripture reading is enlightened.
求神来扩张我们读经亮光的境界。
May God enlighten and enlarge our spiritual scripture reading.
当我们能够经历到这些属灵境界的扩张，我们要经历到属地，神把各样的物质祝福、喜乐、平安、健康也会加给我们。
And when we experience these enlargement of our spiritual territories in the physical realm, God will also bless us.
亚比斯第二个祷告的祈求。
The second sentence in Jabez's prayer.
他求什么
？What did he pray for？
我们一同说。常与我同在，常与我同在。
Your hand would be with me。
其实，在原文的圣经是你的手常与我同在。
For in the original sense, it means your hand is always with us。
神的手代表什么？神的手代表什么
？For what does God's hand represent？
当你想到神的手
，When you think of the hand of God。We need God's hand.
神的手代表神的保护。
For God's hand means God's protection.
神的手代表什么？代表神的拯救。
It represents God's salvation.
也在圣经里面多次讲到神用他的手拯救他的百姓脱离埃及。
For in the Bible it talks about many times when God using his hand.Saved his people from Egypt.
神的手更代表什么？
And what else does God's hands represent?
神用他的手来引导我们。
But God used His hand to guide us.
你不知道前途应该怎么办，应该怎么做，我们需要神的手来引导我们。
We need God's hand to lift us when we do not know what our future holds.
神的手更代表什么？
What else does God's hand represent?
神要把你什么？高举起来。
God is going to lift you up.
然后我们自卑的神必要使我们升高，神用他全能的手要高举我们，要我们居上不居下，作首不作尾。
So that while you're in self-pity, God is able to lift you up.
然后神的手更代表什么？
What else does God's hand represent?
代表神医治的手。
It represents His healing hand.
因为在约伯记第五章讲到神他打破他残果，他脊上用手医治我们。
For in Job, it talks about when God strikes you, when He breaks us, He will use His hand and heal us.
要最后神的手更代表神的管教。
And lastly, God's hand represents His discipline.
免得我们走错，免得我们犯罪。
So we do not walk astray and do not sin.
要我们与神的圣洁有份。
Let us have a part in His holiness.
要还有一个是代表神的扶持，神用他的手搀扶我们。
And then likewise, it also means the support of God. God using His hand to support us.
或许你觉得很软弱，没有力量，求神他的手与你同在，来搀扶着你，来扶持着你，来托着你。
Perhaps you feel weak without strength. Ask that God's hand be able to support you.
所以神的手代表什么？
So what does God's hand represent?
我们来复习一下。代表第一，神的保护，神的拯救，神的引导，神的高举，神的医治，神的管教，神的扶持，好不好？要不要神的手？不是单单神的同在，更是神的手常与我们每个弟兄姊妹同在。
So as we summarize, God's hand represent these six points here: His protection, His salvation, His guidance, His lifting up, His healing, and His discipline.
要亚比斯第三句的祷告，第三个的祈求。
And the third phrase from Jabez is,
我们一同来说，保佑我不遭患难，不受艰苦。我们一同来读这个英文 ，Keep me from evil that it may not grieve me。哇，你发现中文的翻译跟英文的原文不一样啊？英文的原文其实这两句。两句是一句话。
And we see that the translation in Chinese is slightly different from the meaning in English.
这个患难是指到 evil.
For in Chinese, it means like difficulty, but in English, it means evil.
乃是亚比斯他祷告求神，让他不要遇到 evil, 不要遇到邪恶的试探、罪恶的试探，免得我在罪里面受痛苦。Grieve me.
For it really means that Jabez is praying to God to so protect him from the temptation of evil so that he does not sin, he does not fall into temptation.
所以在这里亚比斯的祷告不是单单只是求好像一切的平安稳妥物质丰富，其实他是求不要犯罪。
So Jabez is not just praying for all peace on earth, but he is praying that he does not sin.
他这里的祷告就像耶稣所教导的主导文的祷告一样，救我们脱离凶恶， deliver me from evil.
For it is similar to the Lord's prayer when Jesus said, deliver us from evil.
所以他在这里所求的是不要遇见这个邪恶的试探，罪恶的试探，免得我在罪中忧伤。
So Jabez is praying toNot be tempted by evil and not meet the presence of evil.
他所求的是生命的圣洁。
And he is praying for the holiness of life.
好，让他在生命的圣洁能够得着生命的平安，不受到罪的这种捆绑跟痛苦。
And in holiness, his life is no longer bonded by the pains of sin.
所以，让我们看到亚比斯的祷告基本上不是一个。只是求不受苦、求物质丰富的祷告。
For the prayer of Jabez is not just a prayer of not to suffer and a prayer of having material wealth.
乃是基本上他的祷告是一个什么？ 国度性的祷告，先求神的果跟神的义，他所需要的神要加给他。
For his prayer is a kingdom type of prayer where he asks for the righteousness and kingdom of God and everything else God will give to him.
他所求的乃是一个不遇到罪恶试探的祷告，求圣洁的一个祷告。
A prayer that he does not meet the temptation of evil, but to live a life worthy.
所以弟兄姊妹，让我们在新的一年，我们真的愿意亚比斯的祷告成为我的祷告。
And brothers and sisters, in this new year, may the prayer of Jabez be your prayer.
求神扩张我的境界。
May God enlarge your territory.
扩张我传福音的境界。
Enlarge your gospel territory.
扩张我属灵的境界。
Enlarge your spiritual territory.
扩张我爱的境界。
Enlarge your love territory.
扩张我恩赐的境界。
Enlarge your gifts territory.
扩张我读经亮光的境界。
Enlarge your scripture reading territory.
更要我能够常常经历到神恩手的保护、带领、高举、医治、管教、搀扶。
And that we can experience the hand of God, His discipline, His protection, His support, His guidance.
更要我们不遇到邪灵、污鬼、罪恶的试探。
And to keep us away from harm and the temptation of evil.
能够保守我们在神的圣洁当中，不受到罪恶的捆绑跟痛苦。
To protect us so that we exist in the holiness of God and no longer bonded by sin.
让我们一同低头祷告。
Let us pray.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. 赞美你。让我们安。